Talk. Geek Out. Geek Out.
Hi guys, it's Stephen Scott here with a special Geek Out for you here on the Tech Talk podcast. And this one relates to an app that we've been waiting for in the UK for a good few months. I have to say, every time I've asked the question on apps like Voreil or on forums online on Facebook such as VI Talk, and I ask the question, how can I read this information? How can I get information more accessibly? The answer inevitably from every American I've spoken to is the Seeing AI app, stupid. Generally, that's the response, at least. But the good news is, finally, after months, and it feels like years of waiting, hasn't it? Well, the Seeing AI app from Microsoft is finally here. But what is all the fuss about this free app? Well, here's our intrepid reporter, Scott, to tell us more about it and to show off its finer features.
This is a new project from Microsoft designed to give blind and visually impaired people a taste of their environment in various forms. It's almost like a Swiss Army knife of apps. It's got a little bit of KNFB, a little bit of talking goggles, a little bit of facial recognition, and scene recognition. It's kind of cool. The way the app works is that you launch it, and you basically have five modes to choose from. They are short text, which you'd want to use just looking around for short pieces of text, perhaps on a box or a sign or something like that. There's a document mode, which allows you to take a picture much like you would with an OCR program, and that's designed for, you know, letters or things that are on print, books, etc. Next, there is a product mode, which integrates barcode scanning to database lookup recognition. And what's unique about this feature is that it uses proximity alert to give you an indication of where it thinks the barcode is, and it gives you audible signals as you get closer to the barcode. It actually helps you find the barcode on the object that you're looking for. Next, there is a person mode, which identifies faces in a picture or live video stream. And what's unique about this feature is that you can also program people that you know. If you take three pictures of a person, or let them take three pictures of themselves via selfies, you can name it. So instead of just saying face 5 feet away, it might say Sean 5 feet away. And the last feature is a beta feature, and that's the scene feature, where you can take a picture and it will do its best to describe or try to figure out what is in the picture. So let's jump right into it and take a look. First up, we have the short text feature, and I'm going to try to use three tests on this. I have three bags of coffee that's an uneven surface and kind of uneven and not flat, and I'm going to see if we can distinguish between the coconut-flavored coffee, the hazelnut-flavored coffee, and the dark roast-flavored coffee. So here we go.
Seeing AI, active. Channel, short text, adjustable. Short text. Cocoa, coconut-flavored, roasted up coconut, roasted to coffee. Cupcake, roasted, coffee, cupcake, slash, PO. Abay, new baker, this flavored esker, Karen Lundertone, it's reminiscent of New York Bakery, shipping to deliver. Dairy.
Now, although it never gave me the exact text of everything that was on the bag, I probably could have tuned it in a little bit, but it gave me enough information if I knew what it was to figure out the difference between the coconut, the hazelnut, and the dark roast. So I call that pretty much a success. Next, we're going to try some cans. So that's a round surface with text around a label. And these are about soup-sized cans. I've got a condensed milk and a chicken broth can, and let's see how it goes.
Chicken broth. Chicken BR. No. Chicken. Mossa. Jordan. Sweetened. Most. Borden. Sweetened. Condensed. N. SW Eaton. Condensed M. G. Indulgida. Mill. O.
So it did pretty well with that. I was able to distinguish the two types of cans, my condensed milk and my chicken broth. And finally, let's try a cereal box.
Gen slash 20 NC. Gen slash. Gen slash slash 130. Gen slash. 2017, gen slash 130. Clip, RT2, cut, tag, log, clip, A, summer 2017, call.
Surprisingly, this was a relatively flat surface. I tried both the front and the back of the box. I never got any information that it was Rice Krispies, but I did find some of the calorie information and other such stuff in marketing materials. So it didn't do all that great of a job on the cereal box, but it did much better on the rounded labels than I thought it would do. Next up, we have documents. Now, unlike the short text, Documents requires you to take a static picture of the page, and then it'll report on it, much like KNFB Reader or an OCR app will do. So that's the main distinction between the short text and the document mode.
Type picture, button. Calls announcements, button. No edge is visible. My edge not visible. Top right corner not visible. Type picture, button. Processing. Dear Scott, congratulations. Please find enclosed your Mass Millions jackpot check at State Lottery in the amount of $42,232.187.16. This amount reflects the payable to you. Both satiate and federal taxes have been withheld in tax laws. Sincerely yours, Jack Potter.
You'll notice that as I am trying to line up the page, it gives me some feedback about what it thinks it sees. Now, I know I had the whole page in view, but it still didn't seem like it was happy. It kept telling me it was missing the right edge or the top right corner. But I was using a white paper on a white counter, so it may have had a bit of trouble distinguishing the page boundaries. So once I thought it was about right, I took the picture anyway. You see what happened? I guess I got a little bit lucky there. Now, I created that letter myself, and I know what it meant. It messed up a few words. You could probably hear it in the translation, but it did a very good job. That was sort of a standard business letter format, and it only missed a few things, so I was pretty pleased with that. And again, you saw how fast it was. It's very similar to KNFB. Third, we have the product mode channel. This is looking for barcodes. As I move the phone slowly, you can hear the beeps getting closer together and louder. The faster the beeps are together, the closer you are, and eventually it recognizes the barcode and tries to process it.
Processing. Swanson Roth Chicken. More info. Button. More info. More info. Swanson Roth Chicken. Heading level 2. Swanson chicken broth, 100% natural, per 1 cup, 10 calories, 0 grams sad fat, 0% TV, 860 milligrams sodium, 36% TV, 1 gram sugars. Directions recommend use by day on container. Warnings caution, metal edges are sharp. Promptly refrigerate unused product in separate container. Shake container before using. Do not dilute. Back. Processing.
That was a failed test on the condensed milk. Let's try the Rice Krispies now.
It did a great job on the can with the chicken broth, and it noticed that it gave me the title, and then I was able to hit more info to get additional information about the chicken broth. I had a little bit more trouble with the condensed milk test. It never found the barcode. And the really surprising thing was that on my cereal box for Rice Krispies, it worked really well in finding the barcode general area. What I did was I started on the front of the box, scanned the phone, didn't feel anything, moved to the side edge, moved around, it didn't beep. Flipped over to the back of the box, moved it around, and all of a sudden I started to hear the beep. But as you can tell, as I got closer and closer to it, it never triggered. I could not find the sweet spot for the Rice Krispie cereal box barcode. And I tried for several minutes without getting a hit. But the fact that it can identify where the barcode is and give you directional information to that, I think is a big win. How many times have we wondered where the barcode is and just randomly trying sides without any feedback whatsoever? At least with this app, it gives you a shot of knowing which is the right side, so you can try to narrow in and get that sweet spot to get the information you need. Fourth, we have the person channel. Now, in this test, what I did was I basically just did a selfie mode of me. I took the phone, stuck it at arm's length, and swung it from my right side all the way around to my left side about 3 feet out. I also turned my face and looked at the camera sometimes and did not look at the camera sometimes.
One face in the bottom right 1 foot away. One face in the bottom edge 2 feet away. Zero face. One face in the center 3 feet away. One face in the left edge 3 feet away. One face in the right edge 2 feet away.
And it did a pretty good job. It wasn't too good at hitting my profile, but it certainly recognized me face on and gave a little direction about which side of the screen I was on so you could narrow in and find someone. It's kind of a neat feature. I didn't do the programming part, but what that mode is you go into settings and you can add a person to that and you take 3 static pictures of that person and name them, and then it adds that to its little database on the phone, and it will use that name instead of just face when it detects something. And finally, we have the fifth channel. It's titled Scene, and it is labeled Beta, so it's a little clunky. And I took several shots using this mode to see what it would say. Now, this does not use a live video stream. You literally line it up, take a picture, and then it processes it and gives you its best attempt of what it thinks is in the picture. My first test was with my cat sleeping on the bed, and it hit it spot on. It said, cat sleeping on bed. Now, as I moved around and took the picture from different angles, I got some different results. One of the more comical ones was close-up of giraffe. Now, I must have been a little close, and all it saw was fur, and the pattern probably matched most closely to a giraffe, and that's what it gave back. But it was pretty wrong, because my cat is not a giraffe. There was another angled shot of my cat on the bed, where it came back saying, dog lying on floor. And unfortunately, once again, my cat is not a dog, and he would frankly be quite offended at that analogy. But remember, it is a beta. I also took a couple shots outside and did pretty well with that, identifying my deck pretty well with benches and chairs. I also tried to fool it by taking a picture of a painting on a wall, and it got that pretty well. It said interior wall. I also tried to take a picture of my office, and this result was a little bit disappointing but accurate. It said cluttered room, and anyone who knows my office would definitely describe it as a cluttered room. So it worked out pretty well for a scene beta description, but it still has a long way to go. And I suspect that as the AI intelligence behind it and they have more images to process, it'll get more accurate. But all these AI algorithms are always prone to some error, especially if there's some ambiguity like an animal distinguishing between dog, cat, giraffe. So that is Seeing AI in a nutshell.
Thanks, Scott. And don't forget, the Seeing AI app is available from the Apple App Store in the UK and also in Australia as of now. Do check it out. The best thing about it is the price. It is completely free, which is brilliant. Tell Microsoft what you think. They're always happy to hear your thoughts. And tell us as well. Maybe you've found a use for it that they haven't thought of. Well, do tell us. We'd love to hear. Get in touch. techtalk@rnib.org.uk. And once again, thank you for listening and downloading the podcast. See you next time on Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Geek Out. Geek Out.